O'Sheen. I'm here with Amy. We're with the youth media team at FAILCHA interviewing Carl Henry and Kira Kelly.
Tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here at FAILCHA today.
So I'm Carl, and myself and Kira are here at FAILCHA today to have a panel discussion, so basically a big chat, about wellness in schools, wellness for teachers, wellness for students, and the importance of well-being generally as you go through the school cycle, and ideas that we can hopefully help people to be more active during the school cycle as well.
And I'm Kira, and Carl and I work together on Operation Transformation. He's the personal trainer and the fitness guru, and I would be the doctor and the medical end of things. And I suppose we were asked in here to give, some input about the benefits of physical activity to your overall health and well-being and your mental well-being, because it's actually really important. So I guess we both believe very much that it has to start in schools and it has to start through education, and we're here because we would very much like to see schools embracing healthy policies so that people don't have to try and claw back health as they get older, so that they just stay healthy all along from kind of childhood onwards.
You had a panel discussion earlier on. Can you tell us a bit about what you spoke about?
In terms of the panel discussion, one of the key things that came up between myself, Kira, and
Marie and Caitlin,
was basically about how to get schools more active. What can schools do in terms of health policies, in terms of PE policies, the time spent doing PE, and I suppose how we can make that the priority going through the school cycle, that the PE doesn't drop off, that it actually becomes the most important thing. And we know the benefits of PE in terms of physical benefits, in terms of mental benefits, in terms of study benefits and everything else. And it's always great to get minds together and discuss things, because then ideas come from that, and hopefully some teachers in the audience will have got some tips on how they can improve the mental and physical well-being in their school.
Yeah, we were just there really to talk about the benefits of physical activity and why it should be prioritised and why it is so important. So it was very interesting. We had a chat and we had a lovely girl, Caitlin, who's obviously a student herself, and we had Marie, who was a PE teacher, with us too. And then we had lots of questions from the floor from teachers who were interested in maybe what can be done better and what needs to be done about trying to get people more active at an early age.
So Carol, how important do you think it is to be physically active at a young age?
Well, obviously I'm slightly biased, but I think it's really important to be physical at a young age. When I was in school, I played rugby, I played sports, I was very sporty, I wasn't always very fit, and fitness has become my business. As I got fitter, it took me, I suppose it was college when I really began to get fit, it became something I wanted to do. I'm passionate about trying to get people to move that bit more, because it's a crucial component of health in terms of how you feel in school and out of school, and how you interact with your friends, with your parents, with your families, that if you feel better, you will just generally interact better too. So physical exercise is a crucial way to do that, and it's trying to make it a little bit of fun. Certainly in girls' schools, we discussed that on the panel discussion today, that exercise needs to be more fun in terms of Zumba and dance classes, but as ever, I've always said I'm never going to dance, so it won't be for me.
We're determined to get Carl to dance eventually.
So yeah, it's really important. It's crucial.
Carl, how important do you think it is to be physically active at a young... Oh, Kira, you have a program coming out tomorrow. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, my new radio show starts tomorrow morning on News Talk FM, 106 on your dial. It's called Alive and Kicking, and it is a lifestyle and it's kind of a health and well-being program. It's not going to be hard on health. It's not going to be... I'd like it to be very fun and interesting to listen to, so it's not going to be all worthy or all smug, or if you're not very interested in health, I'd like you to still want to listen to the program. So we're going to have really interesting people on. We're going to have like Johnny Sexton on in the morning chatting to us, and Yvonne Connolly. So we're going to be talking about sport, we're going to be talking about nutrition, and we're going to be talking in general terms about, you know, tomorrow we have Jess Kelly, who's a technical correspondent. She's going to be talking about wearing Fitbits and Jawbones and Garmins and the little watches that people wear to kind of monitor their steps and upload to their smartphones and stuff. So we want to kind of direct it at people about fitness and well-being, but not in kind of health light, maybe. So we're very excited about it. There's nothing else like this on Irish radio at the moment. And apart from being terrified about it kicking off tomorrow morning, I'm very excited.
Does technology have a part to play in physical education?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, that's one of the things we're talking about tomorrow, is the fact that people now, I mean, technology has changed the way we live in general. So everything's gone online, hasn't it? So I think it's only part of that whole culture that means that people are monitoring the number of steps they take per day, they're monitoring how much sleep they get, maybe they're monitoring what they're eating and stuff. There was a very recent study in the New York Times that said you're actually more likely to be overweight if you wear a wearable than if you don't. But we're going to be talking about that and thinking about that. But I do think that for some people who are motivated by goals and numbers, beating yourself, you're only really in competition with yourself in this world. So beating yourself and maybe moving from your 8,000 steps a day up to your 9 or your 10,000 or your 12,000 steps per day is something that motivates a lot of people, and that's really good. So I think if you can find it as a way of motivating yourself, then technology can be really good.
Yeah, I think technology is a crucial component. You'll see it in games now. Pokemon Go is one of the new games out. That's active, and it's technology, which is great. It's getting people moving. So you'll see it with computer games. You'll see it with Wii Fit. You'll see it with all the games. They're all going active games too. So there's no doubt about it. But in the same sentence, technology can't replace physical exercise either. We still need to move on our feet and get out of breath when we're moving to get the benefits of health all the way through the school cycle. And then when you get older, I'm in my 30s now, and it's even more important to remember that as you get that little bit older too.
Okay.
So thank you for that, for your time, and
you're very welcome. Thank you for interviewing us, and well done. And that was very good. And actually, I've been interviewed by lots of people, and that was one of the better interviews I've ever had. So well done, guys.
Naturals.
Thank you.
Well done.